Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Jim. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, if I could, I'd just like to pick up on the topic of the Just the Facts brochure that went out from the chairperson's office.
Yeah, I wish I had a copy of that here, but I didn't get one. So can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, no, it is causing a great deal of concern with a number of trustees. First of all, let me fill you in. It came from the chairperson. At the bottom, on the back of it, it says produced and distributed by the trustees of the London Board of Education. That's misrepresenting my view. I, as a trustee, did not endorse that document. I don't necessarily disagree with everything that's in it, but I disagree with the tone of it and some of the facts that are in there.
Well, how does it get put out then with the imprimatur of the trustees?
At the discretion of the chairperson. Now, it costs about $7,600 from my estimation to put that out at taxpayers' expense. That's money that was spent by the chairperson at his discretion. I didn't approve it. The board didn't approve it. This did not come to the board for approval. It did not come to the trustees for approval with a vote. It came out of what we call a caucus meeting, which is just basically the trustees sitting around talking about issues, you know. And the chairperson thought that was tacit approval to put this out, and he was mistaken. I didn't approve of it. I know a number of other trustees who disagreed with it.
So $7,600 taxpayers' money, supposedly go to educate our kids, has been spent on this little exercise.
That's right. We've cut programs to schools, to kids, music programs, and they cost less than this $7,600. I mean, this is disgraceful.
So
this money should not have been spent.
So what do we do now, Robert? How do we respond to this as taxpayers?
Well, on Tuesday, I'm going to be bringing it up on the agenda. I've already put it on the agenda for Tuesday's board meeting, basically to talk about the process that was circumvented in my mind, where decisions that come out of this board should be dealt with in public and put on the public record and trustees vote on them. That's normally the process when any major communication comes out of the board. That was not done, and I'd like it debated. What can you do? I don't know. I guess you have to make up your own mind. First of all, there are people who would agree with the statements in that brochure, and I do agree with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to see the ministry be more upfront with some of the things that are coming out. You know, some of these trial balloons that
are being
floated.
A little more forthcoming, yes, sure. Yeah.
I think everybody would. I don't agree with the tone the chairperson's been taking with the ministry. I mean, it's biting the hand that feeds you. You know,
yep.
You have to wonder, why aren't we being consulted sometimes as school boards, or particularly the London School Board, when the chairperson would come out and call an MPP, you know, rake him, drag him over the carpet about certain issues and be argumentative and things like that. I mean, you're not going to get asked your opinion if you're going to be acting in that kind of a fashion.
It's not conducive to a free exchange of ideas, is it?
No, and as a matter of fact, it's not democratic for the chairperson to be taking those viewpoints without first consulting the board and getting a vote on whether or not we agree with the position that he's taking, you know.
Robert, I appreciate you calling us today.
Okay, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Robert Vaughn is a school board trustee in the City of London, and according to him, this was not produced with the approval of all the trustees, although apparently that's what the document says. If you have the document out there and you've got access to a fax machine, fax it over to me, will you? Because I do not have a copy of it. 686-9067, I would be forever in your debt.